Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And for this show, we should have called it Sunlight on the Southwest. I like it when those thoughts come to me as I start a show and bring a smile to my face. The name of our show tonight is Thinking About Solar, and I am ever hopeful that once you listen to the show, you will know more, you will be able to make a wise choice about if solar is right for you, some other great options if it isn't, in terms of the community solar programs. So please join me in welcoming my in-studio guest. I love it when I have an in-studio guest, Joseph Barrios. Joe is the supervisor of media relations at Tucson Electric Power Company, and he really does have a lot of good content to share with us. It's a really hot topic, so to speak. I'm just full of puns tonight, Joe. It's really good. I mean, so let's get started. Welcome and thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
So it is an important time in our world, and the topic of climate change and all of those things, where we live in a place that has about 350 days of sunshine. And I Googled that just before you got here, and I thought, well, it might have been 350 last year. It's probably going to be 360 this year because it's heating up. So yeah. I always like to start with an overview and a little bit of a historical perspective. So what's TEP's history with solar?
Sure. Well, you know, our company has really a long history with renewable energy and solar energy. You know, we have a our first renewable energy resource was built over 10 years ago here in town. It was about a half a megawatt. You know, for reference, a megawatt of solar power can power about 200 homes for a year. And when we started over 10 years ago, we had that very small system. And then in 2004, thereabouts, we built four and a half megawatts of solar energy. And, you know, it was a community scale system, you know, one of those, a larger system that you, some people refer to as solar farms. And, you know, that was at one point one of the largest solar resources in the country and I think in the world. Again, this was more than a decade ago. And, you know, that was sort of that's just where we were at until about 2010. Things really started taking off. We built another community scale system at the University of Arizona Science and Technology Park. And the following year, we started signing long-term power purchase agreements here in the community where we would buy solar energy from other companies. And so over time, you know, we've added to our renewable resources, and it's something that you know, we're very proud of. We've tried to be innovative while trying to make decisions that are cost effective, because, you know, we always have to consider many things. What's the cost going to be to the customer? Is the resource reliable? Because certainly people want their lights to turn on when they flip the switch.
Or their air conditioning when it's 92 in March.
Definitely their air conditioning. Absolutely.
I want my air conditioning.
And on those unfortunate and relatively rare occasions when it happens, we hear about it. So, I mean, certainly we want our service to be reliable. But we're at the point now where by the end of this year, we expect to have something on the order of 290 megawatts of solar, which is enough for, it's about 58,000 homes. And that's just solar. That doesn't include wind resources that we receive power from, and it doesn't consider, you know, distributed generation, people's, you know, customers' rooftop systems. So, you know, we're very proud. I mean, we've been investing in solar for a long time, and we'll keep doing so.
And if you go out there to the tech park, which I have, it does mm-hmm. look like a farm. It goes forever and ever, and there's other farms that are out there, but there's a lot going on.
Right.
And then I took a tour when they were doing the solar tours
sure.
of the research out at TEP off of like Ajo and or Palo Verde. I don't know. I was on the bus, so I don't know where the power station is.
Near Irvington and Irvington. Interstate 10 area, right? Yeah,
that general area. Right, I mean, exactly. I know. Yeah. I was on a bus, so I was talking, and then we showed up, and it was very important for me to see that there's a lot of research going on in terms of solar is constantly evolving.
Oh, right.
And changing, and what you put in 10 years ago is very different, I'm sure, than what you do now. And, you know, this is not a trick question. I think it's a great question. Where do you stand up, or can you answer this, about other utilities in the country? Because I know you've gotten national awards for being top performers in solar.
Sure. It depends on the measure you're using. So right now, if you look at simple capacity, how many megawatts of power we have, we're not as large as other utilities. I mean, certainly there are bigger utilities in the country. They have more customers and greater resources.
Right.
But you know, we like to think of ourselves as being forward-thinking. I mean, again, we've been building solar for a long time, and the company prides itself on trying to find resources that are cost effective for customers. We're proud of some of the programs that we offered years ago. We're looking at we've proposed more that we think customers will be interested in. Innovation is very important to us. It really depends on what you're looking at. But we are proud of our record, and we have won some awards, and those are nice too.
Those are nice too. It's always nice to hear from the outside what people think about what you're doing.
Certainly.
So you talked a little bit more, and let's go into a little bit more depth about community scale solar and rooftop solar. You know, it begs the question, why solar energy? It's something you're pursuing, and why is it so important, which I, of course, believe it is, for being considered for utility companies moving forward with more solar?
Sure. It just makes sense. Obviously, in Arizona, we have a ton of sunshine. I mean, I think that's one thing people can agree, because there's a lot of different perspectives when you talk about solar energy. For us, again, when we think about solar, we think about both community scale, the large systems that we've talked a little bit about, and about rooftop systems. And it wasn't that long ago, a few years ago, where if you were a customer and you were interested in solar energy and you wanted to make an investment, you were more or less looking at purchasing a system, and that that was that cost a lot more a number of years ago. As time passed and more people invested in solar, obviously the cost of the technology came down, the cost of installation came down, the installers got better and better at what they did, like all of our rates, we at one point had financial incentives that had been approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission. Again, over time, as those costs came down, those incentives were reduced, and we don't offer those anymore. But even as that happened, you saw changes to the opportunities that were available. You know, there's solar leasing now, obviously, which a lot of customers have taken advantage of. And then, of course, we've proposed some new programs. And so, I think when you talk about solar, there's more to talk about now than ever before. And there's more options to the customer, which is, which is exciting for people.
And leasing was key. I remember when all that happened, because it was out of reach for a lot of socioeconomic groups. And then leasing became available. And one of the things that I loved seeing was that it wasn't just the big national companies that could do it.
Right.
Some of our local heroes for me, Technicians for Sustainability and Net Zero and Geo Innovation, they had to figure out how to get on that bandwagon.
Right.
So they could offer leasing to their customers. And it was a good day, because we always want to support the locals. And, I just have to do a little whirling dervish moment. I was talking to a friend of mine today who lives in Massachusetts, and I asked people, what's the weather like? Because you talked again about sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was sleeting. And I said, what? Sleet? Oh, yeah, sleet. I remember. And I think when you live in Tucson, you are interested about weather in other places, because if anybody asks us, we just say, oh, it's sunny today.
Yeah,
for most of the time.
We get to brag.
Yeah. So let's talk more specifically about the TEP residential solar program. Simply put, what is it?
Sure. So that's a program that is now available. It's new. It's a program for customers who are interested in rooftop solar, but it's a little different than maybe that traditional, some of those traditional models that we talked about. Basically, you know, if you purchase a system, it can still cost tens of thousands of dollars. There might be reasons why customers don't want to enter into a lease agreement. And so basically, we will install a system on a customer's home. We maintain the system. We cover all of the installation costs. And in return, the customer receives fixed price electric service for up to 25 years. And so there are some advantages there. The customer never needs to worry about paying for the system. They don't need to worry about maintenance. And there is a fee of $250 to process an application. But beyond that, once a system is installed, they have solar on their roof, and they will receive, again, electric service at this fixed price. And that price is based on their previous electric usage. So new customers that sign up for this program and have the systems installed can expect to pay about what they were paying previously. The advantage there is because that price is fixed over 25 years, they can enjoy price protection. So if regular rates go up, the price they pay for their service
for 25 years.
For 25 years is set at the same price. Another advantage is, let's say you sign up for the program and you're interested in installing energy efficiency options. There's a margin that you can, you know, consume electric service in. And if you can reduce your usage by more than 15%, then that we can adjust what you pay every month. So again, you can enjoy a fixed price for more than two decades, but you can also take measures to reduce your overall bill if you install energy efficiency options.
And I think that we don't want to go into that too much, because I'm going to actually do a whole show on the energy efficiency options.
Sure,
and that really matters. But a little bit about that. Those are kinds of things that TEP is being very proactive about, if I understand it correctly, where you can get, you know, they're come in, they'll do an energy audit, you're weather stripping, double pane windows, and there are actual incentives for the energy efficiencies.
Right.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
So that program is really, really largely successful. I mean, it's pretty impressive. I can't wait to get those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots of new programs there and lots of them already in place.
So yeah. You said that it is a new program. What's actually the status of it today? Is it rolled out and
sure.
You're pushing it to get people to know about it, find out more, and move forward?
Absolutely. It was the program was approved by the commission at the end of 2014. And because it was new for us, it took a little time to build it. We had to procure materials, and we had to select local solar installers. There's, I think, three local solar installers that we work with. They actually perform the installations and the maintenance.
That's what
on
I was going to ask you. So you're subcontracting that with local providers. Awesome.
Exactly, and that's another part of the program we're proud of, because we're in the business of providing electric service as, you know, as reliably
not
as we can.
Not being solar installers.
Well, right. I mean, and the local companies we're working with, I mean, they've been here for a number of years. They know their job. They're good at it. And, you know, we very much value that that relationship we have with them. But it did take some time to build that program. The point we're at now, we have over 100 customers that have the systems installed on their rooftops. We have signed applications for more. And we continue to accept applications in batches. So we do have some systems installed, but there is room for more participation. And we have a ton of information on our website at TEP.com. If customers are interested, they are certainly invited to take a look. They can add their name to an interest list. And every month or 2 months, we open it up to accepting applications, and then of course it takes a little time for us to process the applications, to talk with customers to make sure that they are interested and want to commit to the program. But we're certainly excited about it. We've had a lot of good feedback about it, and there is still room for participation. We're even looking at expanding the program. We'd have to get approval for that, of course, but it's something that we're excited about.
And you'd really like to expand it. Joe, does it ever happen where a customer comes to you and your staff would actually say it's really not a good choice for you? I mean, is solar in from where I sit, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So do you assess that?
Oh, certainly. And there are circumstances where, perhaps a customer is planning to move in a number of years. They may decide it's not for them, and that's fine. We have seen other circumstances where we give the contract to the customer. They want to sign it. They want to participate. But when we go out to their home, their home may not be structurally appropriate to have solar panels installed.
Not compatible.
Well, yeah. Right, and it's certainly unfortunate. But it's not. We do take care to make sure that before we install a system, it's appropriate for the customer and for us.
Yeah, it's pretty permanent.
Right, exactly.
You don't just pick this up and move it when you go to the next house.
These systems, they last longer and longer and perform better and better than they ever used to.
And there's a lot of complicated parts to it, looking at the square footage and what their energy use is. I would assume a lot more to it than just that.
Right, exactly. And because it's a new program, we're still working with customers who have questions about solar in general. I mean, we've talked to many customers who had never considered purchasing a system or leasing a system, and so they're rightfully so doing their homework, and that's something that we've always advised our customers to do, even when we had financial incentives. We would advise them to talk to a number of installers to look at the options available in terms of how big is your system going to be and what type of technology is available. How much is it going to cost? And so now there's more options than ever before. So we have worked with some customers who are at that stage where they're looking at their options. They want to know what's available, and they're trying to decide whether it makes sense for them to invest in solar. So the more we roll out the program, the more we see what customers are looking for and the different sorts of options that make sense for them. One of the advantages of our program is that it's available to customers regardless of their credit scores. Sometimes that can present a barrier for customers who are interested in purchasing their systems. So that's
huge, actually.
Yeah, it certainly. And one of the advantages of the program, another one, is that as a regulated utility, there are consumer protections available because we fall under the oversight of the Corporation Commission. So, when customers call and they ask questions, they are learning that, like you said, there's a lot to it. I mean, there's a lot of homework to do, and there's a lot of options out there, and sometimes it can take a while before you can make the decision.
And as a consumer, one of the things that popped into my head is, so you subcontract with the three local providers, the local installers. If something goes wrong, where does the buck stop? Does it stop with DEP or with the local installer? I think that's a really good consumer question.
Sure. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I think ultimately it would stop with us. Certainly we would have to work with customers if they have questions or if they have concerns. again, you know, we did take some time to
vet those suppliers.
Right, exactly. Yes. The suppliers and the installers. We, you know, looked for materials that that we thought would, you know, withstand the test of time and would perform well under, you know, a variety of conditions. And then we talked to a number of installers to make sure that, you know, the expectations that our customers have would be met, because they rely on us for reliable service. I mean, it's as simple as when you flip the switch, you want the lights to come on, and that standard should be the same for a program like this. Even though it's new, they put their trust into our company, and we don't want to disappoint. We'd rather exceed those expectations. So, you know, in a circumstance where a customer had a concern or a question, they could certainly talk to us. If there was a maintenance issue, then, you know, we would work with the installers and again cover costs of any repairs that might be necessary for the system itself. There is, you know, some responsibility on the part of the customer. I mean, they essentially are responsible for, you know, maintenance of their property. But again, when it comes to the system itself, installing it, maintaining it, and of course taking care that it's installed properly so it doesn't damage anything, you know, we've considered all that, and that's all part of the program.
You've got it covered.
Right.
Okay, I'm very interested about this next question, and it's the community solar program. Talk about that. How does it work? And I want to know how it's different from the Bright Tucson Community Solar.
Sure. So with the proposed community solar program would be similar to the residential solar program, in that customers who sign up for the program, they would essentially be able to receive electric service at a fixed price over a long period of time. And we don't have approval for the program right now, but we have submitted our application for that. And
the Corporation Commission.
To the Corporation Commission, right, as with many things. But we are excited about it. It would be again, different than other programs we've offered before, similar in many ways to Bright Tucson, but also different. The power would be generated by a community scale system, about 5 megawatts, that hasn't been constructed yet. The way we're looking at it now, we would build a new community scale system somewhere within our service territory, or near our service territory, and that would actually provide the power that's delivered to customers. Like the residential solar program, customers would receive their service at a fixed price, and they could enjoy all those same protections, price protections, for example, compared to the regular rates. So if regular rates go up, then customers, you know, could enjoy paying for power at that fixed price.
Is it going to be the same as it is now? Because I'm a bright. I call it the guilt reduction program, because I buy a portion of my bill is dedicated to that. So that piece that's rate protected. And it was kind of like buying shares in solar. That's how this consumer translated it to do it. Are those pieces going to be in? Is it going to be your whole bill? Or is it going to be, can you still do a portion of your bill as community solar?
It would be similar to the Bright Tucson program in that it would be fixed. It might be different, though, in that with the Bright Tucson community solar program, and it sounds like you know this, you can essentially choose how much solar power you're purchasing. And so with Bright Tucson, which has been in operation for about 5 years now, you purchase blocks of power in blocks of 150 kilowatt hours, and so there's great flexibility there. There's also flexibility to decide if you aren't interested in the program or you want to make an adjustment to how much you're purchasing. You can do that on a month-to-month basis. The community solar program is designed to function, you know, more like the residential solar program. It's a long-term commitment for customers who are interested in solar energy, and they're looking for the right type of solar program for them, and it would offer those long-term, you know, those long-term benefits.
You know, I do want to get on a little bit to, you have a lot of hearings coming up with the Corporation Commission, but before we go to that, how long have you been in this position? Since I've known you, I think.
Right. I've been with the company almost 10 years.
Yeah. So about since Mrs. Green was born, about
that
9 years ago.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
So where is the consumer? I follow Twitter. I follow Facebook. I love your Plugged In and I'm talking as a consumer, not even as Mrs. Green, but
sure.
Plugged In is your newsletter. You have it for residential. You have it for business.
Right.
It really informs me about things, and it's written in a fun, informative way, and it looks cute and all this stuff that makes me want to open the newsletter. And I mean that. It's like it's not a false compliment, but where is the consumer? Because there's going to be stuff coming up. In the 10 years that you've been in, how are you weathering the storm of change? There's lots of changes, and solar has changed.
Sure.
So are the consumers looking for more renewables? Just most of them don't care, which is sadly true about a lot of them as it relates to things like climate
right.
change.
Right.
I mean, I know the consumers. So where in your history are you seeing the consumers? More informed, not as informed? What's going on?
More informed and maybe more involved. You know, one nice thing about our company is we have field employees, for example, that have been working for the company for decades, 30 years.
Literally,
30
yes.
years or 40 years, right. And what I've heard from them is that they've seen more changes in the last 5 or 10 years than they did in the previous 20 or 30.
I would agree.
And
heightened awareness.
Exactly. Traditionally customers would, you know, pay their bills, and as long as the lights turned on, maybe there wasn't a lot of thought about it, about, you know, how they were receiving power or how we were producing it. I think what we see now is we see customers who are, you know, they always want reliable service. They always want rates that are fair and cost effective, and we understand that. But we also hear from customers who are looking for ways to manage their own energy use and their own, you know, they're looking for ways to manage their monthly bill. That's where the energy efficiency programs come into play. And they're interested in, like we've been talking about, in solar energy, and they want to learn more about it, and they want to know how that can factor into their monthly bill.
And I would recommend people to go to TEP.com and look at what's going on there. It's an easy website to navigate. It is whoever did that, like My Kingdom, for that kind of ease of navigation, because it really matters. But you can find stuff. And you know how many websites I visit in the week as
sure.
Mrs. Green? So it's TEP.com is great. And you can find, like, to me, Plugged In, if you want to find that, because I gave it a shout out. You just go to TEP.com/news. And it's very easy because yep. I put that in there.
And we really do offer our website as a resource. If you have questions about our renewable energy programs, it's a great place to go. If you have questions about, we have a pending rate application before the Corporation Commission. We have information there, energy efficiency programs, renewable energy programs, paying your bill. We really try to make it a resource that's easy for customers to use so that they can find answers to their questions or submit questions. Maybe there's something there that we haven't thought about, and we're always happy to respond to customers' concerns or questions. So yes, it definitely is a good place for them.
It's a good place, and I will say this too, that here I am at 65 years young. I follow the Twitter feed for power outages.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Twitter feed for TEP, but if the power goes out, I go on Twitter and look and see what you're saying to know where it is, when can I expect my power back? And I mean, that should put a smile on your face, because 10 years ago, none of us were finding Twitter outages for TEP. And I'm really sorry we are out of time in about 1 minute, but the upcoming Corporation Commission advice to listeners who want to go solar, who want to get involved in this and find out, what's your recommendation?
Sure. The website is a great place to start. We have, again, information specifically about our rate application. We also have a separate page for customers, like we've been talking about, who are considering going solar.
That's the, like, there it is. We're finished. 5 minutes. Joe Barrios, thanks for being with us. You guys, Dominique Brownie, Moms Clean Air Force on April 2nd, and on March 30th, Jackie Wasilek about boot camp for National Association of Women Business Owners. Thanks for being with us, Joe. Time does fly when you're having fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.